This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver is among a group of Democratic cities suing the Trump administration over new requirements for FEMA funding. CPR's Ishan Tanko reports on the suit filed this week.
The cities allege that FEMA is imposing unlawful conditions to federal disaster and emergency funds. Denver receives millions of dollars from FEMA each year, which fund law enforcement, nuclear weapons detection, and staff. But this year, the Trump administration said grantees must ban DEI and comply with all executive orders in order to receive the funds. A similar issue is playing out at the state level. Colorado was among a dozen states that sued over immigration requirements added to FEMA grants. A judge sided with the states last week, saying FEMA could not require them to comply. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Colorado saw dry, windy, and red flag fire warnings on Monday, then the season's first freeze early Tuesday at just 27 degrees. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says that kind of extreme weather change is actually fairly common right now.
The cities allege that FEMA...
Now we're looking at temperatures climbing back up into the 70s on Saturday. So we get some really big swings this time of year. You know what it ends up doing is it creates some pretty gusty winds. That's typically what we'll see on the plains this time of year. You'll get the snow in the mountains. You'll get the winds on the plains.
Hidalgo says it's still early, but another storm is taking shape for next week that could bring rain and maybe the season's first snow to the Front Range. Clouds will increase across Vail and parts of the Mountain West tonight with a chance for rain and snow likely tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.